This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This afternoon marks the 8,998th home game in the history of the Oakland Athletics.
Almost made it to 9,000.
It will, because it's going to be their last one. Yeah. They're not going to make the playoffs this year.
No, they aren't.
So they're going to fall just short of 9,000 because after 57 seasons in Oakland, the A's are moving. First to Sacramento, then on to Las Vegas once their new stadium is built there. And who are they playing today in that last game in Oakland? That would be your Texas Rangers. First pitch, we're about 4 hours away. This is a game you can hear, by the way, right here on KRLD. We are joined right now by the voice of the Rangers Hall of Famer, Eric Nadell. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. So sellouts are pretty rare in Oakland. Might we have one? Might we have one today?
Yeah, this game's been sold out actually for a couple of months. And they had really good crowds. Last night, 35,000, and the night before, 30,000. And it was electric in the stadium. The crowd is really revved up. They're enjoying their last few games here.
And that's what I was going to ask, the mood. What do you expect the mood to be like today? Is it, I know we've heard from people worried about maybe some raucous fans. What do you think the mood's going to be like today?
I don't know. You know, the mood was kind of celebratory the first two games of the series. I think it'll be different today. I mean, today I think is more like the actual, you can't be in denial anymore. You know, this is the last day. People are going to be sad. People are going to be angry. People are going to be disappointed. You know, I think about all the kids who are going to be at the game. You know, I was 6 years old in Brooklyn when the Dodgers moved after I had gone to four Dodger games that final year at Ebbets Field. My partner, Matt Hicks, was in a similar situation. He was 10 when the Washington Senators, his hometown team, moved to Texas. So, you know, it's easier for adults to understand, obviously, than it is for kids when you're talking about the financial part of it and the political part of it. It's a really sad day, and I love this ballpark. I've got lots of great memories here, and, you know, I'm angry and sad as well.
Give us one word. I want you to come up with one word to describe the Oakland Coliseum.
I'm going with unique.
Okay. I didn't expect that one. Go ahead. Explain.
In so many ways, you know, for one thing, it's the last remaining multi-purpose circular stadium, you know, in the U.S. hosting Major League Baseball, you know, with tons of foul territory and, you know, not classic sight lines for baseball, but a great playing surface, a symmetrical outfield, you know, things that used to be commonplace that are not anymore are still represented by this ballpark. You know, it's emblematic of a certain style of ballpark that was popular back in the 60s and the 70s. And I think it's currently the fifth oldest ballpark in the major league after Wrigley and Fenway and the two Los Angeles parks. And it's a tragedy that they're leaving. It makes sense on some levels, but on so many others, it doesn't.
And I have to ask you about your memories. Over the years, the Rangers have played now exactly 500 games in Oakland. You have been there for most of them. What are some of your most vivid memories in this play, good or bad? If you want to include Josh Hamilton dropping the fly ball, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that would be the last on the list in terms of my favorite, but certainly among the most memorable. The other positive memory, Frank Francisco throwing a chair into the crowd in 2004 during an altercation.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, but my very first game here in 1979, I saw the A's start a triple play. I saw a 12-run Ranger 15th inning in 1983, which remains the largest extra inning by any team in Major League history, 12 runs in the 15th inning. I saw my only inside-the-park grand slam, which was hit by a Ranger outfielder named Bob Brower, who went on to have 17 home runs in his career, but one of them was an inside-the-park grand slam in Oakland.
Wow.
I saw the Rangers clinch two division titles here, including in 2010 when a guy named Jorge Cantu, who the Rangers had picked up at the trading deadline, hit his only two home runs as a Ranger, and they came in the game that clinched the American League West. From the Oakland standpoint, I saw Ricky Henderson's debut. His first stolen base came against the Rangers. I saw Jose Canseco's first major league home run. It came off of Jeff Russell. Ranger pitcher. I saw Neftali Feliz debut, where he was a phenom hitting 100 miles an hour before lots of people were doing that. Struck out four of the six batters he faced.
And I was going to say Nolan Ryan's sixth no-hitter, too.
Haven't even gotten to that one. That's probably tops on the list. Nolan's sixth no-hitter. Jeff Houston, the Ranger shortstop, made a great play in the ninth inning on a slow roller to preserve the no-hitter.
Wow, that's a lot of memories and a lot of names that I've completely forgotten through
Frankie Francisco. Wow. All right.
Yeah, you know, I've done probably 350 games or more here, which is the equivalent of more than two full Major League Baseball seasons or a whole year of my life. And, you know, that's a sobering thought.
That is.
But,
tell me this, what's it going to be like, the final out tonight? Are they going to storm the field there? I mean, let's face it, these are A's fans, which means they were probably Raiders fans when they were there. We know what they're capable of. Is it going to get ugly?
I don't know. You know, the one thing about this stadium that may prevent that is there really aren't very many access points to the field. It's not like most stadiums or anybody in the lower deck, you know, can climb out of there and jump onto the field, and it's only a couple of feet down to the field. Here, it's not like that. Only in the corners where the bullpens are located do fans really have a convenient access point to the field. And depending on how the Oakland, you know, powers that be decide to position their security guards and the police here, they can either make a serious attempt to keep people off the field or just let them on. And
why not?
You know, see what happens. And maybe if you let them on the field, they're less likely to destroy the chairs, you know, and other things in the stadium. As the stadium is going to continue to be used, it's not getting torn down. They've got a soccer team that's going to play in the stadium next year. They plan to continue having concerts and, you know, tractor pulls and whatever else they have in multipurpose stadiums. So the stadium is not going away. So hopefully the fans will be kind to it.
Well, whatever happens, you will be there to see it, and we will be listening today on KRLD. Last game ever at the Coliseum, Rangers and the A's this afternoon. Eric, thanks so much. I can't thank you enough for your time. Hall of Famer Eric Nadell on the Rangers and the A's this afternoon. A historic game in Oakland.